You're listening to SBS News.
Renewed shelling on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is prompting fears of a nuclear catastrophe. Representatives gathered for a meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the evolving situation. Russia seized Europe's largest nuclear power plant in March after invading Ukraine on February the 24th, but the facility is still run by Ukrainian engineers. Both Moscow and Kyiv are blaming each other for the renewed attacks. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres is calling for military activity around the power complex to come to an end. In a statement, he said,
"The facility must not be used as part of any military operation. Instead, urgent agreement is needed at a technical level on a safe perimeter of demilitarization to ensure the safety of the area."
The provisional agenda for the UN meeting, initially called for by Russia, was threats to international peace and security. The International Atomic Energy Agency's Director General, Rafael Mariano Grossi, called the recent developments alarming. He says shells have landed near the plant's external electrical power source.
In particular, I remain very concerned about the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and I reiterate that any military action jeopardizing nuclear safety, nuclear security, must stop immediately. These military actions, dear colleagues, near such a large nuclear facility could lead to very serious consequences.
Mr. Grossi also stressed his role is technical, not political. The IAEA's preliminary assessment says there is no immediate threat to nuclear safety, but Mr. Grossi says this could change at any moment. He says in order to prevent a nuclear disaster, the agency needs to access the plant.
In order to help achieve that, I ask that both sides cooperate with the IAEA and allow for a mission to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to proceed as soon as possible.
Both sides are denying responsibility. Russian ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, says any attempt to apportion blame on Moscow is Ukrainian propaganda.
These propaganda attacks are being seized upon by the Western press. All of this is being done contrary to common sense because the nuclear power plant is controlled by Russian armed forces. Elementary logic would suggest that our soldiers would have no reason to shell either the plant or the town or themselves even. On the 4th of March this year, Western countries convened the Security Council over the situation around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, trying to present Ukraine's sabotage, that is to say, setting fire to the training center building, as the actions of Russian forces, even though the plant at the time was under their full control.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, is calling Russia a terror state.
Now, let me explain it to the Russian ambassador in the simplest way, step by step, in a way that even a school kid could understand. First, state it loud and clear that Russia allows an IAEA-led mission immediately and unconditionally. Do not obstruct the trip of 5 miles across the river. Second, demine the facilities of the ZNPP. Third, remove your military personnel and withdraw your weaponry. Enough games.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there is a global interest in protecting the power plant.
Today, another shelling by Russian projectiles was recorded on the station's territory in the NPP facility's immediate vicinity. Russia once again broke the bottom in the world history of terrorism. No one else used the nuclear power plant, so obviously to threaten the whole world and put forward some conditions, and absolutely everyone in the world should react immediately to expel the occupiers from the territory of the nuclear power plant. This is a global interest, not just a Ukrainian need.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.